I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. It is President Donald Trump's final day in the White House. As the president prepares to leave Washington, D.C., his party's most prominent member is placing blame on him for the deadly riot at the Capitol earlier this month. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday the mob was fed lies and that the president provoked those intent on overturning the election. In an AP interview, St. Anselm College political science professor Chris Galdieri says he's surprised by McConnell's remarks.
I think that's pretty striking simply because Trump is going to face an impeachment trial in the next few weeks or few months, and my guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hand.
McConnell's statements come as the Senate presses ahead on President Trump's second impeachment trial and starts confirmation hearings on the president-elect's cabinet. President-elect Biden has arrived in Washington, D.C. the day before his inauguration as the 46th president of the United States. Earlier Tuesday, he gave an emotional farewell. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's deeply personal that our next journey to Washington starts here.
At Delaware's National Guard headquarters, which is named after his late son, Beau, Biden said the state gave him and his family a chance and has always backed him.
And I'll always be a proud son of the state of Delaware.
He wiped away tears while citing Irish poet James Joyce, who is said to have told a friend that when he died, he'd have Dublin written on his heart.
That was the AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The Biden family will soon appear at a memorial.